You're listening to the Health Smut Podcast. I'm Dottie Dynamo, sexy worker, burlesque dancer, and the stripper health coach at Fit Showgirl. The health, fitness, and adult entertainment industries are full of dirty diet culture, and I'm here to help you strip it all away so you can quit picking apart your body, dominate the weight room, and build a healthier hustle. Holy fucking shit, y'all. Here we are, the first episode of the Health Smut Podcast. I am Dottie Dynamo, and I am so fucking thrilled that you are listening. And quick side note, if you're in mixed company, maybe grab some headphones because I have a foul mouth and even filthier mind. So it's very likely that words and concepts will get dropped that might not be family friendly, unless your family is fucking awesome, and in which case, please gather around. This episode, I just want to give you a brief introduction of who I am and why I ended up in the health and fitness industry as an anti-diet coach for strippers. So I, once upon a time, had a 9-to-5 job working in fashion. I was dating a really shitty guy who would put me down for my weight, tell me I looked like I needed to go running, amongst other things. He was not the first shitty guy I ever dated, and he wasn't the last shitty guy I ever dated, but he made a huge impression on my self-worth. After we broke up, I discovered burlesque and got into it immediately. Burlesque was amazing for me. It was so empowering. It allowed me a space to be who I always knew I was, but never felt like was appropriate. You know, I was always that wild girl who wanted to dance on the bar when you were out, who dressed inappropriately, who, you know, had a filthy mind and spoke her mouth, her word, whatever the fuck it is I'm trying to say there. And it always felt like I had to shrink myself to be appropriate for the rest of the world. And that sucked, you know, and discovering burlesque and all these other like-minded women who were taking off their clothes and having fun and being sexually provocative and wild, and it was okay, that felt great. So I latched on, and slowly over the years, the more I got into it, the more I realized how miserable I was at my day job. Like, I wanted to travel more. I wanted to perform. I wanted to see the world, and I couldn't do that with the job that I had. I had just started working at a local strip club on the weekends for extra money because even though I had a 9-to-5, I was struggling to pay my bills in New York City because fashion pays shit. So after working on the weekends at the club for a while, doing burlesque, working in the 9-to-5, and realizing I was miserable, I made a gut decision to quit my job. And I decided, you know what, I can work at the club until I figure out what I'm doing next. And it turned out what I was doing next was becoming a full-time stripper. I loved it. I loved everything about it. I was good at it. I made good money. I didn't have to get up in the morning anymore, which I hated, still hate. It was great. But there was a downside. This whole taking your clothes off for a living, for being a professional naked woman, it really started to bring up some of those self-worth issues I had around my body. The ones that started to creep up when I started gaining weight in high school and people in my family started mentioning the spare tire I was carrying around. Suddenly, all of that was back. Here I was in this club wearing the tiniest of outfits, mirrors everywhere for me to just stare at my body and criticize everything about it. The shake in my legs, the cellulite, the way my belly hung over some of my thongs, the fact that the back of my arm jiggled while I'm staring at these other women who are strong and I think have the most amazing body I have ever seen. And see, that's the problem with the naked industry in general, right? We tell all the other women around us, the other people around us, and the other performers, how incredible we think they look. Or when we see them criticizing themselves in the dressing room, in the locker room, whatever, we are so quick to tell them, nah, bitch, are you kidding? You are fly. You look so good. That is nonsense. But at the same time that we are telling them those things, in our own head, we're tearing our own bodies apart. Because we've been taught that in order for us to be worth something, in order for us to make more money, in order for us to get further in the industry in which we work, we need to be thinner. We need to have just the right amount of muscle tone, but not too much. We need to have a certain aesthetic if we're going to go far, if we're going to make a lot of money, if we're going to have enough clients that want to talk to us, if we're going to get the jobs at the high-paying clubs, at the esteemed clubs, at the corporate gigs, all of it. It's all tied to body image. When I eventually started working with a trainer because I wanted to shrink my body, I wanted to look differently. So I hired a trainer and, you know, unbeknownst to me, the universe sent me someone who at one point had been a stripper. And that was amazing because she understood that I got home at 4 a.m. and I had been drinking the night before and I was exhausted, but I drag my ass there at 11 a.m. for our sessions twice a week like clockwork. It was liberating, I guess is the word for it, to have somebody in that industry that I could talk to realistically about my life, that didn't feel like I had to hide it, that I didn't have to make up some other excuse for what I did for a living. I didn't just say I bartended, you know, like I didn't have to lie about who I was. And that was so amazing. And that's what made me realize I wanted to become a trainer. I wanted to work with other women in the adult entertainment industry. I wanted to work with other strippers, with other burlesque dancers. I wanted to give them a space where they could be themselves without having to worry about it, where they could be honest about their schedule, about their life stressors, about the bullshit that they have to deal with, from management to shitty customers to people they share the stage with, all of it. But the further I got into the health and fitness industry, the further the body shame spiral went. Suddenly, not only was I fighting this idea that I didn't look good enough for my job, that I needed to look better to make more money at the club, I was fighting the feelings that I didn't have the body type to be a trainer. That when people saw me, I wasn't fit enough to be a trainer. I wasn't strong enough to be a trainer. I was meticulously counting my macros. I was obsessed about calories. I would tell myself, oh, we're just going to eat salads this week. We're just going to eat salads this week. It'll be great. I'll get some rotisserie chicken and we'll have broccoli. And I was super strict about what I ate. And then I would crash and burn into a wheel of brie and a bunch of chocolate chip cookies because my body was like, nah, bitch, what are we doing? But it took years. It took years of this crazy cycle of this working out hard, of slaving away on a treadmill as someone who hates running. And I would do it. I would run. I would do the cardio. I'd be on the elliptical because I needed to be smaller to be worthy. Man, I was so wrong. Man, I was so wrong. And the point of everything I do now is to help you realize you don't have to be smaller to be worthy. And I think this is like the problem that we get into as strippers is that we know inherently that our worth is not tied to our body. We know that clients and customers like all sorts of things, but that doesn't erase the diet culture that we've been taught our whole lives. And when we do have those moments of body shame, of body hatred, of body criticism that pop up, they only become amplified because of the line of work that we're in. Because when we're having that shitty body day, when we're hating the way our stomach looks, when we're idolizing the ass on someone else, we still have to get undressed and pull on that teeny tiny little G-string and walk out on the stage or the floor or go sit next to that dude and pretend like we are rock solid confident in ourselves. And it just leads to back into that spiral of limiting that food we eat or being hyper-focused on being healthy and cutting out gluten and cutting out sugar and telling ourselves that we know how to eat healthy when we don't. We don't actually know what health is. We know what we've been sold. And let me tell you, what you've been sold is bullshit. It's complete bullshit. It's filthy, disgusting, dirty ass, diet, culture, patriarchy, white supremacy bullshit fed to you your entire life, because it was fed to your mother, because it was fed to her mother, and we just have this horrible cycle of generational body shame. And here today with me, with this podcast, in this industry, it stops. So if you've been listening for the past 12 minutes, I might not have ended up where I started. The story went all over the place. So get used to that, because I have a lot of shit to say, but sometimes I get sidetracked along the way. So I hope you'll stick with me for the next however many years I am here on this earth, bringing you the salty ass messages from the depths of my soul to help liberate you from the diet culture, the health, fitness, and adult entertainment industry has been feeding you.